I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Mittelstead. This week, our topic is the energy of joy. And on today's episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast, a weekend edition, we're going to discuss being aware of your energy. The energy of joy. There isn't much difference between joy and happiness. Even the dictionary uses one to describe the other. The definition of joy: a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. The definition of happiness: a state of well-being and contentment. Joy. You can see that we often use the terms joy and happiness interchangeably. So happiness is essentially feeling joyful, and joy is the feeling of happiness. But according to the dictionary definitions, one is described as a feeling, while the other adds that it's a state of being. And that's what I want to get into further. There's a big difference between feeling joy and joy as a state of being. So rather than discuss the difference between the definitions of joy or happiness, because this week's topic is the energy of joy, I would rather discuss the difference between feeling joyful and the state of being joy itself. We feel emotions in response to some stimuli. Something good or bad happens to us, and we can feel happy or sad, joy or sorrow, and so on. But this is the feeling of emotion in reaction to what happened. It usually goes away relatively soon after the event that triggered it, unless we attach ourselves to the emotion. Being in the state of joy, however, is something we can cultivate from within, so it is not dependent on external stimuli causing it. So the difference between feeling an emotion and being in the state of it is really about whether we are living in a high or low energy state. When we are living with purpose, living consciously, with awareness, and feeling inspired, we are in a very high energy state, which means we are in control and the external world does not disturb our energy as much. When we lack purpose, live unconsciously without awareness, and feeling uninspired, we are in a low energy state, and thus our energy is more easily disturbed. The external world, then, is in control of our energy, where our emotions fluctuate with whatever external stimuli triggers us. All of our emotions are really energetic states of being. We typically only react out of these energy states instead of directing them with intention. But we do have the power to control and direct our energy, because we are energy itself. As beings of energy, we will feel the state of our energy is inside of us. How can we tell what state our energy is in? Emotions. We feel emotions in the body. Emotions can be recognized and identified by our state of mind, but the emotion itself is felt in our body. This is why our state of being is in direct proportion to the amount of energy which is given to an emotion. Most often, those who live unconsciously will attach their energy to a given emotion and cling so tightly to it that a lot of energy is wasted on it. But living consciously, we can pause and recognize the emotion as a state of mind, become aware of the emotion that is felt in the body, which can allow us to let go of that attachment if it does not serve our purpose. When it comes to the power of positive thinking, many confuse letting go of our emotional attachment as some kind of denial. But this is not true. We still feel the energy of the emotion, but in being aware that any negative emotion is draining our energy, we can let go of our attachment to it and just allow what triggered the emotion to be what it is. We should never deny or suppress our emotions. We feel them for a reason. But holding on to any negative emotion is going to drain our energy unnecessarily. Feeling angry over something that caused it is a good thing. Holding on to that anger long after what triggered it is unhealthy. We will always be in some emotional state of energy, for either good or bad. There is no avoiding negative energy, as it is necessary, as it allows us to know and fully experience positive energy. It is the yin-yang of life, to put our energetic states into context. We cannot experience happiness without sadness, nor joy without sorrow. They both exist, as one produces the other, just two sides of the same coin. The real question, then, is, can we be in a state of joy even while experiencing sorrow? Well, I can tell you from a most recent experience how we can experience emotions and then control the emotion instead of the emotion controlling us. As duality teaches us, joy and sorrow must each exist or neither exists. So we can feel sorrow and still find joy in it, just as we can with any emotion we experience. This last weekend, on Saturday, my son got married. On Sunday, we went to our daughter's brother-in-law's funeral. Then after we drove home from that, we helped our other daughter celebrate her 16th birthday. 2 days of a wedding, a funeral, and a birthday party. To top it all off, we had a heat wave where we spent the entire weekend going in and out of the intense, almost unbearable mid-90s heat and humidity to the indoor meat locker environment of far too much air conditioning. To say that we intensely experienced almost every emotion there is over a 48-hour period is no understatement. There was nothing subtle about any emotion I felt. These were extreme ends of the emotional spectrum, as events go, that trigger emotions. There were a lot of highly charged emotional states. So was I able to remain in a state of joy throughout it? Overall, yes, because I remained in awareness. Moment to moment, not so much. When it comes to extreme emotions, everyone can get streamed. Yet we can find a productive way to deal with them. Knowing what the weekend would entail, I set the intention of remaining in awareness and observation. On Sunday, with the wedding, there was ample opportunity to deal with a wide variety of emotions, both good and bad. There was the stress of everyone wanting the wedding to go smoothly and perfectly with all these expectations that were either met or not met, resulting in a mixed bag of positive and negative emotions. Now, my son is actually my stepson, and so there were many elements of relationship dynamics with all the exes. Current and former spouses, grandparents, stepchildren, and all manner of relatives that make up blended families all gathering together in one place. Most certainly not by choice, but circumstance. There obviously was a certain amount of anxiety and tension between people, even as it was a celebration. As you can imagine, the emotions ranged from one extreme to the other. Anger, jealousy, frustration, resentment, guilt, anxiety, worry, fear, but also a lot of peace, love, understanding, and certainly much joy to be found throughout the day and night. Almost any large family gathering is going to consist of a lot of emotional states. As Ram Dass once said, if you think you're enlightened, spend a week with your family. With a lot of these triggers going off, I found myself relatively calm about it, mostly because I was aware of my emotions. Emotions are great signals for us to use to our advantage. Being aware of what they represent can give us great clarity of the bigger picture. I witnessed a lot of people getting streamed, myself included at times, but in awareness, I quickly realized that they were old programs I had let go of. Years prior, dealing with exes was more charged with emotions of negative energy. I didn't let go of the emotions I still felt, but the programs they used to be attached to. I could see the emotion come up, and while I allowed myself to feel it, it just as quickly disappeared. It was almost instantaneous. I could feel the emotion that I used to have a hard time letting go of, and now, feeling the same emotion, I smiled about it, knowing I had let go of the program a long time ago. It was now almost amusing to me, and this left me in a state of joy. This event also allowed me to observe others, so it was a great study in human behavior. Sunday was the funeral, and the exact opposite end of the emotional spectrum. An event where one wouldn't expect to find much joy, yet I witnessed a lot of joy in others. Obviously, people were grieving, and some were still in shock. And the death of a loved one is difficult, and especially painful to parents who never expect their child to die before them. Yet for all the pain and sorrow, there was a lot of beauty to be found in the moment, and the joy in sharing memories of those whose lives he touched. I did see a lot of smiles, laughter, and yes, joy among the tears. Some of it was purely a coping mechanism, yet the joy was real, if only for brief moments. After the long drive home, weary from 2 full days of highly stressful events that produced many good and bad emotions, we still had my daughter's birthday party to attend to. This was really only for her and her friends, so the stress level was far less. Yet, there was a lot of planning and expectations that went into it. Given that this had been scheduled in advance, with no expectation of a funeral being thrown into the mix, only added to the emotions. We managed to work around the out-of-town funeral and still allow our daughter to have her party. Now, my wife and I are both into personal growth, and we are also teaching our daughter the same things, and so despite how stressful the entire weekend was, we found ways to find joy, even in moments where one would least expect it to be. How can we find joy in those moments it appears we shouldn't? The key to being in a state of joy, even amid highly stressful or sorrowful events, is, of course, awareness. Without it, it is impossible to even see how our energy is being affected moment by moment, much less being able to do anything about it. If one looks to the pendulum swings or the archetypes of purpose, we can see that our energy can shift greatly from one extreme to the other, and our emotional swings are no different. As an inspire purpose, when I am aware of my energy and inspired, I am in the flow, and working in this energy makes me feel joy. I'm not just feeling joy as a short-term emotional reaction to being in the flow. My state of being is joy. I am in the energy of joy. Just as I talked about in last week's episode on inspiration, where we experience it more often when we connect to our purpose, the state of joy is also experienced more often when connected to our purpose. This is what living a purpose-driven life feels like. When we become awake, we become aware. When we become aware, we start self-authoring our life. As we grow, we learn who we really are and why we are here. We are aware that we are spiritual beings of energy with a purpose. We then rediscover our purpose, and in mindfully living it, we live in the energy of joy. And how does the dictionary define joy? A feeling of great pleasure and happiness. And how does the dictionary define happiness? A state of well-being and contentment. Joy. Everything is energy, and energy is always in balance. That doesn't mean that it's always 50-50. As energy ebbs and flows, as waves of frequencies we vibrate with. When we are in vibrational harmony with it, we experience it as high energy. When we are not in harmony, we feel a disturbance. This energy manifests itself in our body. Regarding our health, when we are in harmony, we experience high energy and good health. When our energy is not in harmony, it is low and we are not healthy. When we are in good physical and mental health, we are in a better position to deal with our energy being disturbed. Regarding our careers, when we're in harmony with our purpose, we experience high energy and live in the flow. When we are vibrating out of harmony with our purpose by working in careers that are not serving it, we feel disturbance to our energy. When our energy is in the harmony with abundance, we have wealth. When it is in the energy of lack, we struggle with our finances. When we live our lives in awareness, mindfully in purpose, we are in a higher energy state, creating a harmonious relationship with ourself, which allows us to have relationships with others in higher states. Emotions are the barometer of our energetic state. Our body feels negative emotion as a disturbance to our energy. Our mind recognizes and identifies the emotion that our body is feeling. So when you are not experiencing the energy of joy, instead of reacting to a negative emotional disturbance, identify the emotion, detach yourself from it, let go and shift into neutrality, and restore your energy to a higher state of being so you can then respond to the disturbance in higher energy, the energy of joy. So we can be in the energy of joy as a state of being, even when feeling the low energy in our emotion, as when seated next to an ex-spouse at a wedding, or even experiencing sorrow at a funeral. Spirituality is the awareness that we are beings of energy. Emotions are the sign of what state of energy we are in. We have the ability to control and manipulate our energy. Just knowing that can make us joyful in any moment. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply clicking like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay inspired.